What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
Tech stuff, I was in court today at the D.C. Circus. We call it the D.C. Circus, not the D.C. Circuit, because it's a total clown show. It's a total disgrace. And you should have seen these nasty judges. They sit there acting like I don't have total immunity. I have more immunity. Remember when the South African guys in Lethal Weapon 2 had immunity?
Yes.
Diplomatic immunity. Remember that? I love those South Africans.
Yes,
they're so
I do
tough.
Remember that.
They're great, great people, the South Africans. Not anymore. They're a little woke now after Mandela. But they were so strong back then. And then Danny Glover, who played Mandela. This is something people don't realize. This is why you have to realize it's a plot. Danny Glover had played Mandela, Radical Left Mandela, in a movie a few years before Lethal Weapon 2. So he went into Lethal Weapon 2 undercover and killed the South African diplomats as Mandela. He wasn't even Murtaugh. He was the Mandela.
I didn't even pick up on that. That's very, very deep, Mr. President.
That's what he said to Mike Pence. And so we are dealing with courts that don't respect the presidency. It's a horrible rainstorm, by the way. I'm at Bedminster in New Jersey, my beautiful club. It's a very big rainstorm. I think it's
very
sort of
big.
God punishing us for treating a president so poorly. It's like a biblical plague, the book of Trump. And I will smite you with rain for bringing shame upon our great president, sir. I call him sir because as God, I respect him, sir.
Is he the only person you call sir? And
no,
for
no
Trump?
God was calling, no, no, excuse me, God was calling me sir.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Quoting the,
I
was quoting the book of Trump in the New Testament. It's a newer testament.
It's newer? Is it
keeps getting
new
better
or
because
newer?
It's the New Testament.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
And then the country and the Bible, you know, everything collapsing. I'm doing pretty strongly today.
That's good. Happy anniversary. Happy peaceful protest anniversary. Well, a few days late, but did you do anything special on January 6th? The NFL regular season is wrapping up, but there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 deposit. That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. The app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live same game parlays. Find bets in the new Explore tab. Make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. Must be 21 and over and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 help in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Of course, we have a commemorative ceremony and party at Mar-a-Lago to honor the hostages. We're calling them hostages now, the January 6th hostages that are in jail. We respect them. And Roger Stone's wife, who obviously is always attending major Mar-a-Lago functions, she dresses up as the Capitol on for our January 6th party and tells everybody to invade her. Roger Stone pretends to be a journalist videotaping it all.
This is open to the public.
Oh, it's open. I mean, it's Confederate flags are getting stuck up there. There's QAnon shamans. There's a ger they actually took a gerbil and called him the QAnon shaman, and he crawled up her butt.
It's a great name for a gerbil. The QAnon shaman. Well, it sounds
Because
like a great
he
party.
had the fur, he had the fur
Yes.
on. So it's like, why cut out the middleman? Let's just send the furry right up the Roger Stone's wife back door entrance where there's no security.
That sounds like a great party. I wish
We
I could
actually
have
videotaped
attended.
it, and it's going to go up on for Truth Social Plus. It's going to be some
Ah.
kind, possibly Netflix as well. It's called the reenactment, and it's Roger Stone's wife dressed as the Capitol, and you just see her getting invaded every which way. And it's very patriotic, and she's a great lady and a great patriot.
That sounds awesome, Mr.
And
President.
just like January 6th, in both situations, Roger Stone is masturbating with pleasure.
His wife is always down for a party. You got to give it to her. Always making everything exciting.
People often do give it to her, so it's very strong.
Is there any, since it's a huge celebration, was Barron, Melania's son, was he allowed out for this January 6th party, or he was kept in his crate? Does it make sense that the same company who controls half of online retail also passively eavesdrops on your private conversations at home? What about the idea that a single company controls 90% of the internet searches, runs your email service, and gets to track everything you do on your smartphone? Big tech is more powerful than most countries are, and they profit by exploiting your personal data. It's time to put a layer of protection between your online activity and these tech juggernauts. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Think about how much of your life is on the internet. Sadly, every site you visit, video you watch, or message you send gets tracked and data mined. But when you run ExpressVPN on your device, the software hides your IP address, something big tech can use to personally identify you. So ExpressVPN makes your activity harder to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your internet data to keep you safe from hackers and eavesdroppers on your network. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET, Wired, TechRadar, and countless others. What I like most about ExpressVPN is how easy it is to use. Download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your personal data to the big tech monopoly that mines your activity and sells your information. Protect yourself with the VPN I trust to keep me safe online. Visit expressvpn.com/MPGA. That's ExpressVPN.com/MPGA to get 3 extra months free. That's right, 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/MPGA right now to learn more.
No, wait. It's very interesting because Melatonin said to me, Donald, can Barton play a role in January 6th party anniversary, Donald? And I said, I don't understand what the hell you just said. But what we did was we had Barton, he played Mike Pence hiding. So we were chanting, Hang Mike Pence, while Barton hid in his cage. So it was a very, everybody participated. Everybody got to participate.
He dressed up like Mike Pence too.
We put some like baby powder in his hair you like white. And yeah, no, so it's you know, we always like to include Mesopotamia's son, Beetlejuice. It's, you know, it's a great day of patriotism. So it doesn't matter if he's not my son, we can still include him very strongly. That's why I'm sort of a great stepfather.
It's that's very, very nice of you. I wanted to ask you, you talked about DC before. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, you think he should be fired for not letting Biden know about his medical condition and for disappearing? If that was your Secretary of Defense, you would have fired him out on his ass right after it happened.
I would have fired him like a dog. I think he had, was it a surgery for prostate cancer?
I think so, yes.
You know, this is the thing. This is the difference between the Sleepy Joe administration and the strong Trump administration. He doesn't know what the hell is going on with his top people during serious situations. Whereas my own vice president every morning would come in and say, would you like to inspect my prostate? And so we had a much stronger open administration where I knew what was going on at all times.
Was that the only employee of yours whose prostate you inspected, or there was Pence as well?
I didn't inspect it, but I'm just saying as an example of the strength we had. You know, his Secretary of Defense is in the hospital for prostate issues, and Sleepy Joe has no idea, where am I? Who's this? Where are I? Whereas Mike Pence knew that I ran such a tight ship and such a strong administration that he would offer his prostate every morning for inspection. And that just shows you the difference of power and of responsibility and of leadership.
I think loyalty also. I think loyalty for your employees to actually be that forthcoming about their health.
Well, yeah, no, he definitely came at least four times in his office watching men work out. Because you said forthcoming, right? Okay.
You said something this week that was, I don't know, rather alarming, I thought, but from a future new president, former president. You said that you hope in the next 12 months, the economy crashes. Now, that's American people who are going to suffer. But as long as it looks bad for Biden, that's all that matters.
Here's the thing, Tech Steph. The country can't survive another Sleepy Joe administration. It can't survive. It'll be dead. The country will be dead. And it will sink into the ocean. I think you'd agree that would be bad, right? Would you say that's bad?
I would say that would be bad, yes.
If the entire country sinks into the ocean and everybody drowns, probably bad for our economy, right?
Yes.
I would say
if our
yes.
country
okay,
drowned in the ocean, it would be bad.
Good. Okay,
yes,
so we're in agreement there. And that's what's going to happen with Sleepy Joe if he gets another administration. So I know that if the economy tanks temporarily, you know, remember Muhammad Ali? He did a rope-a-dope. You ever heard of this technique where he basically let George Foreman punch him until Foreman was tired and then he beat the crap
Right.
out of Foreman? That's what we need right now from the economy. We need to do a rope-a-dope where we let the economy tank so that Biden has to leave and then we can be safe and strong and come back stronger than anybody's ever seen. But with Sleepy Joe in there, we'll be dead. We'll be dead in 20 months. The entire country will be underwater. Everyone will drown. We'll have no more buildings, no more wealth, no more sports, no more industries. We'll be dead. So we have to stop that. So it's a temporary pain to prevent Armageddon.
Now, let's say you are wishing this, and let's say the economy crashes worse than you wanted it to, and the comeback.
Can the economy crash worse than the country falling into the ocean and everybody drowning to death?
Well, I guess not, but I'm saying
okay,
if we
thank
still
you.
had a
Next
country.
question. Which we won't, which we've both agreed we will not have if Sleepy Joe gets another term.
Okay. I don't know if you watched last night, but the national championship for college football was on last night between the Washington Huskies and the Michigan Wolverines. And the Michigan Wolverines were victorious. Were you happy with the outcome?